there a singular reason why Nashville became that spot?
Well, it has to do with WSM and the idea that you're going to sell insurance policies to various people. I mean, look, every city, particularly Chicago and Shreveport, but every city had, a music station that at some point devoted itself to old time or hillbilly music or country music, country and western, whatever it is. It's just that the Grand Ole Opry became the dominant place. That became the calling card. That became the mecca that everybody was going to go to and learn their craft. But there's another important ingredient, is that very early on, songwriters came here. So if you were somebody that had a tune in your head, you would want to come to Nashville and be with like-minded people. And so in addition to this being Music City, it's also Songwriting City. And it, you know, we only have to say, well, what did Bob Dylan do in the 60s, in the mid-60s, when he was feeling perhaps creatively, at odds? He comes to Nashville, and something is revitalized in his music. So there's something it's in Tennessee. I mean, there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and we know why it's there, but that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ought to be in Memphis. So, I mean, from Bristol, and Knoxville in the east to Nashville in the center and to Memphis in the west, there's something about the fertile territory of Tennessee that just has made American music, and that's why we're spending a lot of time here.